With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. The TSA says Thanksgiving travelers are okay to bring turkey, stuffing, and more through checkpoints. Correspondent Julie Walker reports.
If you're flying for the holiday and expected to bring part of the Thanksgiving meal, here's what the TSA says you can bring through a checkpoint. Turkey, yes. Macaroni and cheese, yes. Gravy and cranberry sauce, yes. But like all liquids, 3.4 ounce quantities or less. TSA spokesperson Lori Dankers weighs in.
I would say, especially when it comes to gravy, I wouldn't want that in my carry-on luggage, and I definitely wouldn't want it in my checked baggage. That's a good candidate for make it your destination.
Dankers says pies can go through the TSA checkpoint, but require extra scrutiny. I'm Julie Walker.
President Biden called Israel and Hezbollah's ceasefire agreement good news and expressed hope that the pause in more than 13 months of fighting will be a catalyst to also end the war in Gaza. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says an Israel-Hezbollah ceasefire would be a blow to Hamas, which has been banking on Israel having to fight on multiple fronts.
As long as it's thought that that was possible, that's one of the reasons it's held back from doing what's necessary to end the conflict. Now, if it sees that the cavalry is not on the way, that may incentivize it to do what it needs to do to end this conflict.
Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu said earlier that his security cabinet had approved the ceasefire deal with Hezbollah, clearing the way for the truce to take effect. Also on Tuesday, Israeli warplanes struck across Lebanon, killing at least 24 people. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 123 points. This is SRN News. British lawmakers will vote on assisted suicide.
Parliament has settled on Friday for debate and a decision on a controversial measure that will allow people to legally seek the aid of a doctor in taking their own life. Evangelical leaders, British clergy, former prime ministers, and advocates for the elderly and the disabled are all urging a no vote. They warn that a so-called right to die can very quickly become a duty to die for the most vulnerable people in society. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
According to new data from Tufts University, a lot of pro-choice voters still cast their ballot for President Trump on Election Day. The study finds in most states, young people overwhelmingly supported pro-abortion ballot measures, even while voting for Trump at the top of the ticket. Adults ages 18 to 29 overwhelmingly voted in favor of abortion referendums, even as they voted for Trump. This is SRN News. Here's the Wall Street Business Report.
Stocks closed at more records after Donald Trump's latest talk about tariffs created only some ripples on Wall Street. The S&P 500 rose 0.6% to reach another all-time high. The Dow Jones Industrial Average added 0.3% to its own records set the day before, while the NASDAQ Composite rose 0.6% as big tech stocks helped lead the way. Stock markets abroad saw mostly modest losses. That's after President-elect Trump said he plans to impose sweeping tariffs on Mexico, Canada, and China as soon as he takes office. The Dow was up 123 points today to close at 44,860. The NASDAQ gained 119 to 19,174. The S&P 500 added 34 points to 6021. For the Wall Street Business Report, I'm John Scott.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.